Well, there are a number of places to go. I think that everybody studying this should start, in the end, with Eric Williams and Capitalism and Slavery. Even if the readers come to disagree fundamentally with Williams, he has effectively set out the terrain on which any discussion about Britain and slavery needs to take place. As I say, even if the conclusion is that he's wrong, he is asking the questions that everybody needs to think through. So Capitalism and Slavery is one, published in 1944. It's a relatively short book, a very, very aphoristically written book. So there's a lot going on in it, and it requires kind of consistent attention to what he's saying and what he's not saying. It's easy to misconstrue, I think, what he actually argued. So that would really be the start point. I think that there is significant work being done, as I said, on a kind of four nations basis. There's a very good summary by Chris Evans called Slavery in Wales. And there's a book of essays on Scotland, edited by Tom Devine, called Scotland and Slavery. And then, perhaps immodestly from the project, there are two books. One is called The Price of Emancipation, which I wrote, which is about the process of compensated abolition. What happened when to generate this £20 million for the slave owners, and what do we know about where it went. And then there's a further book, which was co-written by myself and colleagues here, called The Legacies of British Slave Ownership, and that attempts to synthesize the findings of the early part of the project into a view about the role of slavery in the formation of Victorian Britain.